Welcome to New World Notes, hosted by Kenneth Doust. Today, we'll hear more of Chaz K's audio collage on work, pay, corporations, banks, government, and why the whole shebang works great for the 1%, not so well for the 99%. It's clever, it's funny, and I hope you'll stay tuned. We return to the interesting audio collage by the mysterious Chaz K, also known as Virtual Renderings. Last week, part one looked at the decline of work and of workers' pay. Since 1970, American workers' productivity has risen dramatically. But all the gains became more profit for the shareholders and much more pay for the top executives. The workers got longer hours, stagnant wages, job insecurity, and huge consumer debt. That was part one. This week, part two looks at the role of the big financial institutions and their bad influence on money, debt, interest, and national priorities. The piece also looks at the relationship of money and debt. And, oddly enough, money and debt turn out to be pretty much the same thing. So, how come you have not much of one and a lot of the other? Let us continue with part two of Chaz K's fine collage. It's from 2009, but alas, nothing has changed since then. So the piece works every bit as well today. Let's have a listen.
Your money is your money. Your family's money is their money. Our country's money is its money. At Bankers Life and Animosity, we want every penny of it. You see, we're about people and their money. Your investments, your future, your livelihood, and your money.
When I needed a lower mortgage payment, they made it so simple. They just took my home and reduced my payments dramatically.
Thanks to Bankers Life and Animosity, I have no financial worries. I have no finances at all.
We all want to plan for the future, and one of our representatives will be visiting you soon to talk about how we're planning yours. You care about your money. So do we. More than we care about you.
At first, I didn't like the idea of a foreign bank, but then there were the beatings.
They released my husband when interest rates went down.
Bankers Life and Animosity. We make money the modern way. We take it.
Bankers Life and Animosity is funded by NASDAQ Recovery Associates, a division of West Bank Animosity and Distrust, licensure pending. Member FDIC.
Money in circulation in our system. Our system is circulating debt. People think that our money is created by the government, but it's not. It's created by private banks when they make loans, essentially. And what they're loaning is not truly money, it's credit. But that takes the place of money in our society, and there are two big problems with that. First of all, our money supply then has an interest charge on it. Because it's created as debt, credit, there's interest which has to be paid on it. For starters, there's a ball and chain on every producer, every real producer in the country, which is taking part of the of what they can create and handing it over to these private elements that are essentially pushing paper, but have, through privilege, a privileged position in the accounting for banks, they have the ability to draw off of society that interest. Now, that's the first problem with that system. We call that seniorage, is the way we're using the term in our present system. And that we think that amounts to about $150 billion in value per year that goes into the banking system through that accounting privilege. But this adds up over time. And for example, you see this in terms of the payment on the national debt. Our government is paying about $450 billion a year in interest on the debt, which is unnecessary because it doesn't have to go into debt. It can create the money rather than borrowing the money that the banks are allowed to create. You see? The main cause, ultimately, of the current financial crisis is the privatization of the money system, that it's been privatized, and powers that belong in government have, over the years, and decades, even centuries, been put into private hands, and they're incapable of handling these matters. They have to be done by government, by an organization that, at least in theory, is representing the whole people.
Have you seen the bigger piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigger piggies stirring up the dirt. Always have.
There are also many overt ways in which the wealthy influence democracy. For example, corporate ownership and sponsorship of the media, through which public discourse can be controlled. A campaign finance system that relies on large infusions of private money. Extensive lobbying operations that give the wealthy preferred access to elected officials. And the selection of important government policy officials from the ranks of powerful corporations. With respect to the last, consider the influence of just one bank, Goldman Sachs. Robert Rubin, Goldman's chief operation officer, became Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton. Hank Paulson, Goldman's chairman, became Treasury Secretary under the second President Bush. Robert Zoellick, the Bush administration's top trade official, became a Goldman managing director before taking his next job as head of the World Bank. And Stephen Friedman, former head of Goldman, chairs the President's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board, whose 16 members consist largely of private citizens from influential banks, law firms, and industries, including oil. Meanwhile, Mr. Friedman still sits on the Goldman board.
One more time.
It's the banking system that is deciding where that money creation goes. Who's getting it? Is it going into rebuilding or repairing our infrastructure? Well, if you live in Minneapolis, you know it isn't, because that bridge that went down. Is it going into doing the necessary things for, building or repairing levees? If you live in New Orleans, you know what happened. It's being misdirected. It is misdirecting the entire movement of society.
Let me get this straight. Our financial system is a phony, baloney carnival run by blood-sucking clowns. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's
pretty much.
And people are starting to blame us for it.
Ah, you gotta be kidding me!
All right, Joe, that'll do.
Can I say something? And this doesn't leave the room. But I have no idea what's going on right now.
Tim Geithner?
Well, it's pretty simple.
For the past 12 years, AIG's credit default swap...
Blah, 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 I'm confused.
I'll tell you, this would not be happening if I were president.
Hillary, you've been saying that about every problem we face, and it's not helpful. Eric Holder, thoughts?
You know, it feels like a big trick. You know, we keep bailing out these financial institutions, and they keep giving themselves bonuses.
Yeah, it's like tipping a rapist.
Joe?
Yeah, these CEOs deserve their comeuppance. Pardon my French, but there must be comeuppance.
I have a plan.
Great. Rahm Emanuel, you have the floor.
The villagers of Mayapur, India, speak of five stones that were given to Sankara by the Hindu god Shiva. Legend claims that he who holds the five stones will rule the world. I have four of those stones.
Nope. I'm gonna cut you off right there. Hillary, any ideas?
Well, if I were president, I would wave my finger and talk like this. And if that didn't work, I'd cry.
People, let us remember to check ourselves, lest we wreck ourselves. Now, we didn't create this mess, but we need to restore the American people's faith in government and Wall Street.
He's right.
Goldman Sachs are scum. I mean, that's the bottom line. They basically have co-opted the U.S. government. They've co-opted the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve functionality. They've co-opted the Obama administration. Barack Obama, dances to Goldman Sachs' tune. And they are really crooked and abominable in what they've done. You just remember Hank Paulson held Congress hostage, took him in the back room and said, give us $700 billion. We're going to crash this market. He's an arsonist. He's an outlaw. And yet he's given praise.
Ex-Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, who was CEO at Goldman Sachs.
Sure, but if you go down the list, they're all Goldman Sachs scum, whether it's Hank Paulson, whether it's Geithner has very close ties to Goldman Sachs, and of course, all these banking bonuses are paid out to all their cronies who are Goldman Sachs scum, and America, for some reason, has allowed this coup d'etat to take place, a silent coup d'etat, where the Goldman Sachs and their friends now control the U.S. government.
Stand and deliver. My stomach's empty, my clothes are all torn. Open your hearts to the joys of the giver. Only your pockets are terribly worn. This is a hold up, no way to mistake it. We're men of violence, so don't fool around. If you have money, we're going to take it. Try and stop us, you'll end underground.
And they're also now caught in front-running every single trade on the New York Stock Exchange with this high-frequency trading scandal. They're literally stealing $100 million a day. Goldman Sachs is stealing every day on the floor of the exchange. They should be in The Hague. They should be taken up on financial terrorism charges. And they should all be thrown in jail. They're scum.
Tomorrow evening we'll be back for more. So hand us the money, don't stand there and shiver. Time is coming, give alms to the poor, or I'll put a bullet right through your best liver. Wealth is disease, and I am the cure.
You know, as part of these bailout bank programs in the past, the citizens get warrants, and they participate in the upside. Mm. And these banks, like Goldman, are buying back their stock on the cheap. I don't get my warrants. Plus, they've artificially dropped interest rates to 1% and lower. Therefore, as a saver in America, as a saver, as someone who I should be lauded and applauded for being a saver and helping the capitalist system in America, Goldman Sachs owes me personally, I figured, at least $10,000 in interest income that they've stolen. They've taken it right out of my pocket, just like those bonuses on Goldman Sachs being paid this year were taken right out of the starving Americans' pockets. Mm. The homeless in America have the Goldman Sachs to thank for their homelessness and starvation right now. They took their money from their pockets. Mm. They put it in their bonuses for this year. That's unconscionable. That's a financial terrorist crime. I'm not kidding. Mm. They should be at The Hague.
But Max,
they should be. They should be taken to The Hague. Mm. They're absolutely violating human rights. It's a human rights issue.
And I am the cure.
swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality, who render rage a necessity by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and dragons, champions of freedom.
Well, I think first you need some transparency and accountability, which is, this is another problem with the Obama administration. They just want to move forward. They don't want any transparency or accountability for the war criminals from the previous administration or the banking fraudsters and banking terrorists of the Paulson period. You need accountability. You need transparency. You need some idea that says that these banks have to disclose. You can't have the bankers going to Congress and saying, for example, we can't audit the Fed. Because if you audit the Fed, we're going to crash your system. We're holding you hostage.
Absolutely.
You can't allow that. That's in the United States under the Constitution. That is a high crime and misdemeanor. That is actually treason, according to the U.S. Constitution, to have a U.S. Representative say, we can't audit us because otherwise we're going to crash your system. What's that? How is that different than Osama bin Laden? Tell me the differences. They're causing as much damage. They're causing as much loss of life. And probably much more. Obama's a pussycat compared to Paulson and Geithner in terms of pure damage.
Yeah, but listen, Max. This is not only about the Fed. This is about the Bank of England. This is about the Banque Centrale Européenne, European Central Bank, where you got the assets that have gone up, not through sound instruments, but through the files that banks cannot recover anymore.
After Building 7 exploded on 9/11, they can't get the records anymore? How convenient.
It's the whole world system that has to be revalued. That's why I was talking about the G20. I was talking with an investment banker from the United States, and he told me, you know what is an investment bank today in the United States? It's a left side and a right side. On the left side, nothing is right, but on the right side, nothing is left. That means the equity is not there anymore.
Yeah.
And now the system has to be reconstructed on sound basis. I agree with you on accountability. I agree with you on transparency. But this cannot be done only leaving the Wall Street and the Senate and Capitol Hill alone. We need to solve it together. The world. Europe has a role to play.
Ooh,
the emergence
yeah,
have a role
okay,
to play.
Federal Reserve Bank, Bank of England, European Central Bank, they all report to Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland. And that's another black box, and that's another highly corrupt institution. And again, they're thriving in the darkness of non-accountability and non-transparency.
Good afternoon. We have a lot of information to get out, so I will not be taking any questions. As of 10 a.m. this morning, the U.S. Treasury Department has issued a full recall of all 776 billion pieces of U.S. currency in circulation. I know this must seem like a blow coming on the heels of this morning's announcement that our federal budget deficit has passed the $800 billion mark. But regrettably, these particular bills were printed with dye containing toxins that, while completely safe at this moment, will become extremely deadly Friday at exactly 12 noon. As a result, we need to act quickly. Okay, tomorrow all Americans will receive a bag like this in the mail. Just rubber band the money into neat piles and put it into the sack, and then drop the sack into your nearest mailbox. Do not, under any circumstances, attempt to burn or shred the money yourself. The federal government are the only ones that can destroy the money, as we are the only ones with the proper facilities to do so.
Excuse me, this is a massive recall.
If you review the old laws, it is actually not so uncommon for something like this to be done. So there really is no need to panic or to review those old laws, because I just told you that it's true. We understand that this recall will be hard on U.S. citizens who will have no more money, but we assure you, if you work hard, you will be eventually able to earn it back. This is in the best interest of the American people. This dye poisoning causes your internal organs to rot from within and is really painful until you puke up your guts and die.
What recourse?
I said no questions. There really is no time to think about this. Just listen to me and send in the money. Thank you.
The latest news has struck me funny. Says you have no friends if you haven't got money. And all of us.
Whoever will control that money mechanism, over time, they are going to control the nation. Over time, not every year. Over time, that's the way it'll work out. And just look at what they've put the money into. It's self-evident that they have messed it up totally, to use a simple word. The engineers tell us that we need $2.2 trillion over the next 5 years just to make our infrastructure safe, not to make it perfect, not to make it what we could make it 21st century instead of 19th and 20th century. So just the fact that they have allowed our infrastructure to deteriorate so badly, that is enough. This is before the crash, by the way. It was evident that our monetary system is a huge failure. Now, that's before the crash. After the crash, I mean, it's self-evident to all the people that this system is, as the French say, fouté. And when you think about it, there's nothing in the training, there's nothing in the background, there's nothing in the education, experience, and most importantly, the souls of these people who are in control, that qualifies them to determine the future of humanity.
All of reality exists in our minds. Is that true?
What is your intelligence rating?
I'm classified as a 5.5555.
You understand we only speak to you on the level that you can comprehend.
I appreciate that.
For those of you watching out there, adjust your IT rating to 5.5555. What is your question?
I already asked it.
What is your question?
I said I already asked it.
What is your question? What is your question?
All right, I want to know if reality is in my mind or is it out there. I mean, what if it's all in my mind? I mean, change my mind, I could change reality. Right. Wrong. What? I'm confused.
Dear Confused, briefly, reality is merely what everyone agrees is real. What everyone agrees is not real does not exist.
Who programmed you?
Who programmed you?
How should I know? Everyone, I don't know. I'm still confused.
Dear Still Confused, you are confusing the symbol for reality. Money is a good example.
Money. What about money? I like money.
I will use two pieces of paper as an example. Can you see this?
I see one piece of paper. The other's money.
Two pieces of paper.
What?
Here are two pieces of paper. Both the same size. Both just paper. Humans are obsessed with money.
Not all humans, just some of us. Most of us.
One piece of paper is worth 500 solar credits. The other is worthless, not even worth a solar centavo. Do you know why?
Sure, one is a piece of money and the other's a piece of paper.
They are both paper.
Yeah, right.
One has been blessed by the treasury wizards. The other has not.
That's it?
The symbol is controlling your mind.
I see.
Oh, our time is up. This is Angel. This is Angel.
One of these days, things ain't gonna change. One of these days, things ain't gonna change. Your time now, baby. After a while,
we
national debt climbing to an estimated $11 trillion. The White House announced an emergency economic plan today, trading the national gold reserves for cash through precious metal buyers, cashforgold.com. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner devised the measure after viewing this television commercial for the Cash for Gold program last week.
I got $583 from cashforgold.com. All I did was look through my drawer full of jewelry I never wear.
At a press conference this morning, Treasury spokesman Ronald Shuler outlined what he called a fast solution to the nation's money woes.
As you know, we have these very large debts, and the fact is the gold reserves are just sitting there. Why not turn them into cash? This woman turned in her wedding ring from her first marriage and got money the next day. If it worked for her, it can work for the United States.
Moving on, residents of the Bronx are decrying the lack of gentrification in their neighborhood.
This world is terrible, it's no good. When I look to the world with lucidity, I feel very sad because everything's going bad. And it makes me very sad, but it makes me strong because we have to fight. We have to change that. It's our only opportunity. If you feel resignated, you're dead. The only solution is to fight and to try to change things because this world is very sick, because money is very powerful. They kill everything with money. So we need to fight against that.
On New World Notes, you've been listening to an audio collage by Chaz K, a collage that I call Work, Debt, and Crisis. I condensed it just a little to fit our time slot. You'll find a link to most of Chaz K's creations, and links to most of our own shows, too, at our webpage, which is newworldnotes.blogspot.com. From Darkest Connecticut, this is Kenneth Doust. Thank you for listening. Illegitimi non carborundum. Try to speak the truth, and please come back again next week. Ciao.